Thank you so much at BikerTrash68. Yes, that's the name of the person on Twitter who inspired this conversation. What did you do as a child? What were you allowed to do as a child that would be considered dangerous today? So I will get started. Sleepovers, I mean, my parents were hesitant with first early sleepovers. It wasn't even 1994 yet, and we were going to the sleepover. And to us, it wasn't like, oh, this is my white friend's house. Like, no, that's my Polish friend, my Greek friend, my, you know, this friend. And my parents, who absolutely did the right thing, went there. They're like, we need to see where you're sleeping, what dishes are they feeding you out of. But I did sleepovers, hey? I did sleepovers at friends' houses. And thank goodness I was never exposed to anything. I do remember once being at a friend's house for a sleepover in primary school. And her boy cousins were there. And in the morning, we woke up with like toothpaste all over our faces. So it was nothing, you know, as dangerous as what we see today. I mean, what was it that we heard in the news? I think it was a week or so ago. That father in the US who drugged his 12-year-old daughter and her friends. He drugged the friends. And then one of the girls sends a message to her parents saying, please come and fetch me. Please help. The parents then, the other parents are chatting to one another. They go to the house. And then this man has the nerve to say, no, they're sleeping. Leave them to sleep. They were not going to take no for an answer. Took their kids only to find that these kids had been drugged. So sleepovers in this day and age, you absolutely limit the number of places that your child can sleep over at, because you just don't know. And I didn't get it when I was a child. And thank goodness I was not exposed to anything or victim of anything. All my experiences were amazing. In this day and age, that's not something that is not considered dangerous. I remember staying in Soshanguve, Ko Block L. After school, we'd come home and change, and you could just walk to your friend's house or walk to this puzzle shop. Back in the day, you could even walk to the bottle store and buy something for whoever. Mang mang ung rumile, I got sent by so-and-so. I often saw children in the bottle store coming to buy for so-and-so. That was considered normal. Today, we are definitely not doing that at all. But I'd love to hear from all of you, your experiences, some of the things that you did or were allowed to do that today would be considered dangerous. I'll never forget my friend being 5 or 6 years old, and he was home alone, ne? He was home alone. But the reason I know this story is because he was sharing with me that the school called because there was protest action. I can't recall what it was, but it was in the colored areas in Cape Town. And because of what was happening at the time, the school called the house landline and no parents were there. He answered and they said, there's not going to be school for a week. You know, don't come to school. Tell your parents. Sit this person's home alone. And he was absolutely devastated because he thought in his little child brain that it means he's never going back to school ever again and that he'll never see his friends ever again, and was crying. But we would get left at home, you know, like your 9-year-old brother. You guys would just be home alone. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, and the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Lines are always open
on 011-883-0702.
All right, we've got some messages coming through on the WhatsApp line and your voice notes, 072-702-1702.
Yeah, Relebogile. The minute you said it, I thought sleepovers. And remember when we were young, we used to play that thing, yeah. Aretadisane, Mantuan, where we act as mummies and daddies, and yo, that is a no-no these days. If my child came with that idea, somebody saying they're going to play that game, I would say, run, you are not even going outside anymore.
So let me translate. It's when a group of kids basically are playing house, and then two of them would say, okay, I'll be the mom, you'll be the dad. But then they would do the things that maybe they see Ko Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful, because they are mama and papa.
Hi, Relebogile. Interesting one there. Mina, as a girl child during my primary school days, you know, I used to be allowed to walk around topless, you know, very early primary school days though. I would walk around topless and, you know, with my flat chest, nothing wrong, maybe wearing shorts or skirt, just walk around topless. But now I can never do that. I have a daughter that is in primary. I would never allow my daughter to walk around topless, especially on the streets. She can do that indoors, but on the streets, we wear, you can never walk around topless. So now that I think about it, I'm like, we're living in a sick world. So you have to be fully covered. No topless. Be topless when indoors, but outside, wear child. So yeah, those were the weird things that I did, but I wouldn't encourage my daughter to do them. Thanks for the great show. Bye.
Good afternoon, Relebogile. It's Anonymous from Rodiport. My grandmother used to give me homemade brandy. I think it was homemade because there wasn't any brand on the bottle. And let's say maybe you are having a wheezing chest, you're having this uncontrollable flu, she would give you that and you would be knocked out. By the time you wake up, you will be so much better. So now that I think about it, I'm like, you are giving brandy to a 5 or a 6 year old. Wow.
Okay, so I agree. We also were allowed to drink when we were younger with my grandmother, but it wasn't, it might have been spirits. It might have been, because my family keeps telling a story about how I would know what Sinzano is. And, but I know for a Lion Lager, we were within as young people at bedtime. We were allowed to all go and sip from my grandmother's glass. And it was just, it was not a thing at all. But now, like, even if my siblings or cousins joke about giving my child a sip of alcohol, knowing what it does to a developing brain, they will be picking their teeth up off the floor with broken fingers.
Hi, Relebogile. It's Kokezo here from Joburg. Yeah, with us, when we were young, we used to always run around the streets and just be on the streets until late at night, like maybe when my six saw. But I wouldn't, today I wouldn't allow my daughter to do the same. It's just too dangerous out there now. I wouldn't allow her to be in the streets. But I think it was a sign, because back then communities were much safer than they are now.
And not just safer, I think we were also together. Like, I live in the burbs now. I went up to them to ask each of them for their numbers. But it wasn't a thing that they were even doing amongst themselves. And the reason that I did that is because, for safety reasons, I want to know if I see random people in your yard, should I be calling, should I not? But we don't know each other like that. Like, there's not a neighbor I'd be like, oh, I'm running late, can my son get dropped off by your house? Hell no. Not a single neighbor of mine I would be sending my child to. And even the one where you said around walking around topless, like the way that small children are sexualized online is so sad. I posted, I don't know if it was a picture or a video of my son, and he is two, he's a baby. And one of the guys in the comments said something along the lines of, this one seems like he might be gay. And I was like, it's very creepy that a grown man is wondering about the sexuality of a 2-year-old who still doesn't fully understand even gender identity, let alone sexual identity. Like, as a man, you saw a photo of a child and your first thought was that? Like, yo. So even something as simple as allowing kids to walk around topless because you haven't developed yet. We can't do that. Even small kids, you think that bikini is so cute. But society, oh, we go to the lines 011-883-0702. Botsang in Pretoria. Hi.
Hi. I just want to comment and add to what that lady just said with the topless, walking around topless. I remember a group of us, including me, in my primary school years until about 30, until actually when you started menstruating, we would, after school, undress and get and put on what we called makhabi in Setswana. It's like a beaded little tiny skirt made of little thread with no panty, and you're topless. And the boys will be wearing what we call a tsekga. It still happens in the areas in Botswana. Children up to about 7 years still do it. But I hardly see it anywhere in South Africa, not even in Northwest. So to think about it, even my granddaughter, who is four, she thinks it's barbaric and people would touch her. So I really wouldn't try today.
No, because even when you look at, like, what do you call the reed ceremony, where young women are topless, which was and is a part of our culture. You look at when they were depicting a Shaga Ilembe, and so many of our actresses were topless, and the entire thing got sexualized. And it's disturbing.
It is disturbing because that is who we are, you know? We used to wear that with so much pride. You didn't even think there was anything wrong wearing makhadi.
Yes.
I never thought of a thing, you know? I knew I had to wear clothes going to church and going to school. That's all.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
thank you.
Today, it's a different world.
And thank you so much for sharing that, Botsang. Times really, really have changed. One says on the WhatsApp line, good afternoon. A few months after my son Joshua was shot and killed by someone from his school, my daughter asked to go to a house party. We refused as we said we didn't know the parents or the house. That evening, one of the kids found a shotgun in the house and then proceeded to pretend to be an intruder and entered a room with all the girls. Luckily, no one was injured. Some parents who own firearms are reckless and don't lock up their firearms. Trust your gut feelings, and if you don't know, don't let them go. That is from Tim. Thank you so much for that message. I will repeat what a dear friend of mine said when I became a mom, and she was sharing with me what their rules are, even just around play dates, let alone sleepovers. She said, like, she has a list of questions to ask the parents, and these are things we don't think about. Are there older siblings in the house? Are there other adults that have access to the house that we need to know about? So maybe we vetted you and your husband, but we're not aware that you've got a naughty 16-year-old in the house. And then the most important one was, do you guys own a firearm? Where does it stay? Is it in a safe? But for her, them saying, yes, we own a firearm, was a no play dates allowed, because kids are smart enough. They will watch and see codes being put in. Now you want to impress your friends, and maybe you are the teenager. Something we just don't do.
Things that I used to do as a kid that is seen as crazy now. When I was naughty, I used to get a beating. But none of that anymore these days.
You sound so disappointed that kids are not getting a beating. We can't be that generation that says, who in my time, you must also suffer. You know, we don't do that anymore. Why? Because we understand the implications of abuse. Some of you have tempers. You aren't actually spanking. You aren't actually disciplining. And the whole purpose of that is to teach. So now you hit a child, what did they learn other than, I need to be afraid of you? More of your voice notes.
Sure, Rena Bukhile. one of the things that I did when I was a child, I think I was 12 years old, went to a friend's farm, and myself and him, same age, went out with a .22 rifle and a shotgun to go shoot birds. No adult supervision. I feel like that was probably not the safest thing.
I was going to say, what was that thing that you pulled? It's shaped like a Y. Huh? Skid. Gate, gate. So that thing shaped like a Y that has a rubber that you would put a stone in. It's, you can also call it a slingshot. Yes. So you pull. Thank you to my producers in studio helping me as my vocabulary slowly disappears. So that thing that you pull with a stone, you could play hitting birds, for example. But it's actually quite dangerous. Yo, but the one about guns. Hey, you guys could go and... I am so perturbed. Hi, Lebogile. News, even the villages in the Free State, we used to walk around at night with a burning tire singing songs. It was a thing. I will never allow my kids to do that. That's from Ntando. How were you carrying the burning tire? Like, I'm so confused. How did this burning tire get around?
Hi, Lebogile. So... something that we used to do as kids that we would never, I would never allow my children to do, is we used to sit on the windowsill in the car while my dad would drive. And it was just something that we did. Even if it was on a farm or anything, I still wouldn't let my children sit on the edge of the window. Thanks, Jules.
You know what's so sad? I saw a video just last week of two young girls sitting on the edge of a window of a car driving. So the girl's holding a cell phone. And then she sits in the car. So she looks around 10. She sits in the passenger seat and reveals the driver. And he looks 9. I was like, what is going on? So I do know back in the day that grown-ups would allow kids to drive. It wasn't back like in my day. I don't think it was much of a thing, but I do know in the generation before, driving early was a thing. Like, it didn't matter that you don't have a license. It didn't matter. Ntando's writing back saying we drag the tire with a long wire. Like, just what? Oh, also the other thing that happened is that they would leave us when we're like in primary school to light fireworks ourselves. So I still remember how exciting it would be before New Year's Eve, né? And then you'd go to some shop and you would buy a big box filled with fireworks. And obviously the boys are like, they want the big ones. I was excited by those ones you throw on the floor. Because you could just scare somebody, right? But we were allowed to light the fireworks ourselves. Like, the parents would be inside chilling and we would just be there lighting fire, like living our best lives. It is so crazy. Another voice note.
Hi, Rilewukid. Good afternoon. And the team there. You know, these issues of sleepovers, it's easy to solve. You get all the fathers to come and camp with you the whole night in your house and with their daughters and sons until the sun rises. From there, they can go home. No one is sleeping except the kids. We all put our eyes on them. That's it. End of story.
Pretoria. But you know what's sad? And I get the sentiments of what you're saying. What's sad is predators are no longer... oh, that dodgy uncle or that man. Predators are women. Predators are children. There's a woman now in the States who was arrested for raping a few teenagers. She was posing as a 16-year-old girl and she was an adult and she had, I don't want to say intercourse because it is rape. And more people came out. So now this idea of who is a predator even a 9-year-old kid could be abusing your child. Maybe not sexually, but predators can be anybody. Can be anybody. And then you look at the bullying that happens. The number of kids that will pretend to be your child's friend, invite them over just to terrorize and humiliate them. Huh? Yo, we continue. I see more of your messages and voice notes coming.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebo Gile Mabotja.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock. We still are chatting about the things you did as a child or were allowed to do as a child that are now considered dangerous. So already so far, we've had someone from 702 Land say we were allowed to just go with a gun out and shoot things without adult supervision. I mentioned the fireworks. We were allowed to just light them up without adult supervision. We could drink when we were younger. Back in the day, kids could just go to the bottle store and buy things because somebody sent them. And I'm talking 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds. We're allowed to just go and walk to our friends' houses. No cell phones. And your parents will just trust that you're going to come back. But then again, as one of the listeners already said, we were more communities then. So if you didn't come home, somebody would have seen you. Somebody would have known where you went. Give us a call, 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. On Facebook, some of your comments. One says, going down a slope on a cardboard at 10 kilometers per hour. That is from Sianda. Gahiso says, swimming in some dirty, watered big dam. Yes, I remember doing that as well. Andiso says, playing at the park. I don't see people at parks anymore. I mean, even the most decent park I went to last was Emerentia Dam. But the scary stories I've heard of what happens to people there. Pritchard says, pushing or getting in a tire or a wheel while someone is pushing on the highway. These children would fit into a tire and get pushed. This is true. Valentino says, I drove a car at 9. That was in 1998. No one was home except for my younger sister who was scared to death. I just believed I could with my little theory and I did it. Ingrid says, drank water from the tap, went to play until it was dark. Nozipo says, go swimming in a public pool, go to movies as kids. Guys, my sister and I went to movies. I was 10 and she was 7. We would walk from my aunt's house to Bedford Center. She gave us 10 rand each. Mind you, that was for the Tuesday half price movie, plus your whole popcorn meal. We could just walk by ourselves and then we could walk around the mall and then when we are ready, walk back. I look at my nieces and nephews that are 10 and I'm like, this is crazy. The other one says, go picking guavas and berries in the forest. Go to town through a forest across a dam, no adult supervision. Nighty says, a lot of life-threatening things, some better left unsaid. Litebele says, riding a horse without laces and saddle. I mean, bareback is not that dangerous. I did it as well. It's just very uncomfortable. Gavisile says, collected cans and took them to the scrapyard for cash. We crossed a railway line. Piluran says, joining electric wires. Yes, I do remember the boys doing things like that. We've got more of your messages on the WhatsApp line. One says, we used to always finish up bottles of beer and stompies of cigarette. I know that. All the kids would go outside and try and see which of the cigarettes were not completely out so that they could continue smoking. One says, I'm a father of a 10-month-old girl and I'm terrified of anyone just looking at her. Ooh. Another one says, being pushed in a wheelbarrow. I think that still happens today. At my child's school, they had an adult race where you get pushed in a wheelbarrow. I was like, I'm not trying to go out like this or lose my front teeth over a wheelbarrow race. Hear more of your voice notes.
Morning, Relebo Gile and 702 family listeners. I remember back in the days, our parents used to send us to a certain house. There you'll find an old man staying alone, then we must help by cleaning all that stuff. But today, the old men today, they molest the young boys. They molest children. So we are not, it's no longer the same. Thank you so much, Butie Grulin.
Something small that we used to do as kids that I won't let my kids do is climb on your bicycle and go visit a friend, or climb on your bicycle and go play at Emerentia Dam or Zoo Lake. Yeah, that's something simple, not even dangerous, but it's dangerous now. Anyway, keep up the good show. Cheers, Andre from Melville.
Hey, Relebogile. Nice show as always. So for me, my teen daughter has never done a sleepover where there's a male figure in the house, because I was always very careful as to who is in the house. And also, you know, I preferred when there's only females, but also she did it very, very occasionally. I could count the number of times she's had a sleepover on one hand, because I never really allowed it. And also, I'm not really a big fan of it. Yeah. Great show as always. All the best. Have a good
day. Thank you so much. Guys, please can I remind all of you, it might not be that common, but predators are also women. Women are also predators. Can we also just keep that in mind? It's very easy. And if you think about it, look at all the scams that happen in malls as a simple example. Women are used because nobody wants to talk to a man randomly showing up. But if another woman says, woman to woman, can you quickly help me with this, or in the bathroom, or, oh, can you just show me, when they are predators too. So please be careful. Saying I'm checking that there's no men is not sufficient. You're worried about the men, you're worried about the woman, you're worried about the girls, you're worried about the boys. And these predators are not just sexual predators. There are other things that they can do and say to your child, absolutely damaging them. Another WhatsApp message says, Vainant from Florida, we used to sleep over, we used to play outside until late, go for a walk at night. None of these things can be done today. Another one says, living with my grandmother, she used to pour glycerin in my ear to alleviate earache, but it didn't work. She also used to make me drink Jay's fluid as a cough mixture and lick a holy Vaseline to protect myself from the flu. What? Jay's flu. Guys, no. Stare. This is from Stare saying shame. Didn't mean any harm, though. Look, we do know that there were beliefs back in the day. I remember burning my arm. I had toothpaste put on it. I had a tummy ache. My aunt said, I must swallow Vicks. I was like, nah, guys, none of these things sound like things I should be doing. More of your voice notes.
Hi, Relebogile. So how you carry the burning tire is, a tire has got barbed wire inside that keeps its structural integrity together with the rubber. So when you burn it, and as it burns or progresses to burn, then the strings start coming or showing themselves out. Then you just drag it by those strings, and there you've got your fire that you can walk around with on a wheel.
Hello, Relebogile. This is Selma from Roodepoort. My mom told me the story that when I was about 4 years old or so, at Christmas, my dad always used to buy a bit of this fortified sweet wine. And on Christmas Day, he gave me a little tiny tot as well. She said, gosh, I was a bit drunk afterwards and fell about the place. And she so scolded my dad. How dare he do that? Well, that's my story for what it's worth. Have a nice day. Thanks for a lovely program. Bye.
There's other things here, so I'm not sure what this is. This sort of a cigarette, but it's a sweet. It's white. And then if
I remember.
Look at it. It's a smoke. Actually, it's a cigarette. That thing I wouldn't even allow my child to play with, because he's teaching themselves tomorrow who do I smoke? I just, the rage. I can't even allow that my baby must go to play with this thing like it's a smoking. Never.
Good afternoon, Kilewuhile and your team. You can't believe what I just heard from my 5-year-old grandson. We were just feeling hot and then we took off our tops and we were staying and we were staying with our chemisole. And he was like, no, you can't walk around like this. You must put something. People are going to laugh at you. We say, which people's going to laugh at us? He says, no, put something on. You can't walk around like this. We were so shocked. Oh, my goodness. Bibi, thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. I remember those cigarette sweets. I even remember exactly what the taste was. Guys, we were pretending to smoke. But here's the other thing. Do you remember that there was a time where smoking was allowed on flights and babies would be there? Like, one says, we can't focus on the exception and not the norm. The majority of predators are men, and I'm not taking anything away from that. That we know it is statistically accurate. But what I'm saying is you can't assume because somebody is a woman, they are safe. And oh, let me not vet this person because they are a woman. They are women who sell their own children. What happened with Jocelyn? So, yeah, just keeping that in mind. Yes, I do agree, but let us not forget. The V-shaped thing with the rubber is called a catapult. Yes, it is. I actually ordered one for my son, but then I was like, what is he going to be hitting with this thing? So I wanted him to enjoy some things we did when we were younger. And then somebody says, opening the danger box when it tripped. How did our parents allow us to go and switch the electricity up when the main switch was down? You're like 7 years old climbing a chair to lift the main switch. We have truly lived some crazy, crazy lives. Thank you so much for all your messages and your calls, and to all of you on Twitter sharing the things that used to be dangerous. And maybe next time let's talk about the things we used to believe were dangerous, but no longer are.